After dropping a week ago at Sycamore, Oak Hills closes out the 2016 season with a trip to nationally ranked Coleraine. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the broadcast booth alongside Kyle Howard and Zach Waddell. I am Rob Roberts, and big task tonight. If you want to get in, you got to go on the road against a nationally ranked Coleraine team. No easy task. A team they fell to 63-8 a year ago. Maybe not the same offensive explosive team we've seen in the past, but a defense that just does not give up anything.
And it's offensively too. I mean, you talk about the defense for sure, but offensively, three rushers over 400 yards on the ground this year. It's going to be a tough night defensively. If they can't win the battle up front, it's going to be a long night tonight. They're going to have to win that one early and often.
Well, we've seen a Coleraine Oak Hills defense that's really struggled to stop the run the last couple of weeks. Now you're going up against Caldwell, averaging over 5 yards a carry, 147 carries, 768 yards on the season coming out of that option attack. You really want to make Smith Moore a passer, only completing 46% of his passes, but he's only thrown 60 of them. Battle up front is going to be real big. Matt James, Kenyon Harrison, they got to get that job done. Trujillo, able to keep them in a third and long situation and close down some of those holes that we saw Bronner a week ago take advantage of.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got to win the battle up front tonight. They got to stop the run. And really, I think you hit it right. You got to keep Smith Moore in the pocket and make him throw. And I think if they can do that, they can put themselves in a good position to have a chance tonight.
Very stingy Coleraine defense. They don't give up many yards. They don't give up any points. And the one thing Oak Hills does have going for them, they're balanced. We always talk about Jake Wyke, 2,409 yards passing. Got a chance to be a 2,500-yard passer back-to-back years. Kyle Montag, 977 yards rushing, right there at the 1,000-yard. Cam Nabra, 1,038 yards receiving yards, right there to be 1,100. So you're looking at a team that's offensively balanced. They can go in the air and they go on the ground. Montag, a week ago, rushed for another 138 and a couple of scores. They have to be balanced, and maybe your best defense is your offense tonight. Keep the ball away from Coleraine. Try to shorten that game.
It's a good way to attack tonight, as they hope to obviously put some points on the board. It's going to be a night where they're going to have to score some points, obviously, against a pretty solid offense, this Coleraine team. Likes to keep the ball on the ground, likes to score that way. Don't throw the ball a ton, but great defense. Going to be a tough challenge tonight, both offensively and defensively.
Key early, one thing I want to ask Coach Prosser here in a couple minutes is, able to keep their nerves down. You're going on the road. All eyes are on you. Everybody wants to see what's going on. They want to see how Coleraine looks right before they get ready for another deep playoff run. How do you keep those nerves? You got to get off to a quick start. That has to be the mindset for the Highlanders.
And for a couple of seniors out there, it's a chance to shine in front of the scouts tonight. I mean, it's a big night for in front of the limelight. They got everybody watching out here to watch Coleraine. It's a good night to shine and give yourself a chance to play at the next level.
Especially if you're a guy like Jake Wyke. He's got a big summer camps coming up. When he comes next season, he'll be a top-ranked quarterback in the city of Cincinnati. But we're approaching 10:45 to go from kick. When we come back, I'm going to sit down with head coach Kyle Prosser, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Friends around. say yeah, yeah, yeah.
As the pregame show rolls along, I'm now joined by head football coach Kyle Prosser. Well, hopefully not for the last time, but before we get to that, you talked about a week ago you were hoping not to get off to a slow start. Has to be the same feeling tonight. You want to get off to a quick start against a nationally ranked Coleraine football team.
Absolutely. Last week was a little disappointing. I thought we came out flat. We were in positions to make plays. We just didn't do it. So it's kind of that inconsistent consistency we've been talking about all season long. So hopefully we come out ready to rock and roll. You know, our guys understand. We practiced all week. We talked all week. They put their shoes on the same way we do, put their pants on the same way. So we're going to come out. We're going to be physical, and we'll see how it goes.
How do you keep them from looking, maybe getting a little too big? You're talking about the number five team in the country. Everybody knows Coleraine, one conference loss last 16 years, all that, blah, blah, blah. How do you keep them from playing their own game and maybe keeping the nerves at a minimum?
Told those guys, nobody thought we'd win four this year. You know, nobody thought we'd be in half the games we were. So the beauty for them is they understood the mission at hand. Win two of the last three, you got a shot. So we're 1-1 right now, and told those guys they got nothing to lose. And, you know, for this senior class, all 27 of them, I mean, it's their last shot. So they're going to take it. They're going to be ready to go. And, Coach Bolden's got a great team. He always has them coached up, ready to go. Hopefully we're out. We're ready to go and get after it.
Offensively, they don't do anything special. They're going to run the football. They ran it 396. They've only ran it 60 times. How do you slow down on Caldwell and make Smith more a passer, a guy that only completes 46% of his passes?
Well, we've got to do our responsibilities. Just like when we played Lakota East, they're very disciplined, and that's what the option's about, as long as you're disciplined. So, our offense is going to come out ready to go tonight. Hopefully we can make some plays. Obviously their defense, they got all the big names on there with a few of the guys on offense. But it's doing your job, be a discipline, and seeing where it goes.
Speaking of that defense, we know how stingy they are. They've held some of the top offenses in the area to 7 points or less. Do you change your game plan, try to make this more of a ball control game, or you just do what Oak Hills does?
We're going to do what we do. So the big thing about setting the tone and changing the culture around here is that, we're not going to back down anybody. I don't care if they're number one in the country. So, we're going to spread them out a little bit, get those guys out of the box, get them covering a little bit more running, and we're going to give our guys the opportunity to make a plays out in the open field and get after it.
Now, just looking at a couple of stats, I'm sure you're not too happy looking ahead, but you have a chance to have a 2,500-yard passer, a 1,000-yard rusher, and 1,100-yard receiver. That's quite the feat there, especially at the high school level. You have to love the balance that you have with those three.
That was a big thing we wanted to establish this year, and, the beauty about what we're trying to do is, I want teams to know what we're doing. If we're lined up in the formation, they know we're running it, but that's what changes the culture. Our kids understand, hey, you know what? If they know what we're doing, we're going to line up in it, we're going to hit them in the mouth, and we're going to see where we go from there. So, excited that those guys have those opportunities, but at the same time, they need to go get them.
Now, before we get you out, hopefully this isn't the last time. Shock the world tonight, and let's do this next week, but in the playoffs.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
All right, when we come back, it's kickoff. It's Oak Hills. It's Coleraine, and it's next. And welcome back to the broadcast booth. Usually a 7 o'clock start. Delayed start as the Oak Hill Highlander Band played a halftime show before the game. And senior night festivities. We're still waiting for Oak Hills to take the field. And the national anthem. And as soon as we say that, we're going to step aside as they play the national anthem. As we're now just moments away from kick, and not only all eyes tonight here at Coleraine, number 5 team in the country. The only way you're getting in the playoffs, you got to shock the world tonight. You have to get off to a quick start. You can't fall behind. We've seen the slow starts. Coach Prosser's talked about it all year. The Cubcaps, you got off to a slow start a week ago. The Princeton game, you need the second half Oak Hills team to show up in the first half, and you got to play perfect football tonight.
You know, I think something that might actually play in their favor is not many people are expecting them to win tonight. So that, and then you'll have that pressure on yourself to go out there and you just go out there and play your game. That's what you do. And I think that they're going to have that opportunity tonight down on a big stage to do it.
Last week, a 21-7 football game. They get the ball first and goal in the 6-inch line. They come away with nothing. That was a turning point in the game. Tonight, you get those chances, you have to score. You can't leave any points on the football field tonight. And you have to wonder about other situations. Maybe Coach Prosser goes a little bit more aggressive around midfield, maybe going for it on fourth down, where traditionally he likes to punt the football and play field position. You might see some chances because it's win or go home tonight. There's no tomorrow.
I certainly expect him to play aggressive tonight. You really can't waste any chances that you have to score tonight. It's going to be a tough defense they're going up against tonight. Any opportunities they have, they got to cash in.
The one thing I kind of do worry about is Oak Hills came out of the locker room. They walked down the hill. They sat in the end zone. They sat in that end zone for almost 10 minutes. As I think they were even a little surprised that there was still a band playing in the pregame. As we're now 10-minute delay. You have to wonder, you know, you get tightened up, you get loose. You're not as hype as you were because I'm not going to say what Coach Prosser said to his guys, but he told him to get them fired up in the locker room.
That's certainly it's going to have an impact, at least of some sort. It's going to take you, I mean, you're ready to go, essentially. At 7 o'clock, you expect kickoff at 7 o'clock, and that delays you. And we'll have to see how they come out firing tonight, and they're expecting a little bit of a delay there, but hoping they can get back on track right away.
Well, you know, Coleraine, they want to pound the football. They want to pound the football, and then they're going to pound it a little bit more with that option attack. They've ran it 396 times. They've only thrown it 60. You have to win that line of scrimmage. James, Harrison, Goldfish, Trujillo, they have to win the battles, get them in third and long, get them off the field, and then let your triplets run that balanced offense and see what Jake can do with that right arm.
We're getting them to third down is huge, and if they can do that, I think they're going to get themselves in a good position to win this game tonight, really forcing throwing situations, which is a team that doesn't do a whole lot of throwing the ball at Coleraine. Let's be honest, only about 60 attempts on the season, so if they can put them in a situation on third and medium even, I'd say, they're in a good position to get the ball back and score some points.
I said it at the end of the Sycamore game. I've said it all week. I said it in the pregame. I said it to Prosser. We talked about it. You got to shock the world, and that's what it's going to take tonight. People, there's going to be some eyes on this game, a lot of eyes. They want to see how Coleraine does in their final test, but it's also a chance for Oak Hills to show, hey, you know, we're turning the corner. We're a lot better than a 4-5 football team, as Coach Prosser said. They weren't expected to do anything. And Coach Prosser told his captains right before the coin toss, we want the ball. We're going to take it down the field. And that's the attitude you got to have.
That's in there. It's exactly what they're planning to do here, too, is get a chance to strike first on the road against a tough team. Number one team in the state, not just a tough team, but number one team in the state tonight.
One in the state, five in the country.
It's going to be a challenge. that's understating it, but...
2 years ago when they came here, this was a 6-0 game at the half, a 12-0 game in the fourth quarter. That team was the opposite. Nobody can move the ball in Oak Hills, but Oak Hills struggled on all offensively. And let's see what they do. As finally we get underway, high end over in kick, fielded by Robbie Reckert around the 5, along the far side, out across the 10, 15, 20-yard line, 25, 24. And that's going to be good starting field position as we get our first look at Jake Wyke in the offense. We talked about him at the top, completing 55% of his passes, 2,409 yards, after throwing for 2,900 yards. A year ago, 19 touchdowns, 9 picks, had a couple a week ago, his first multi-pick game in several weeks. And Kyle Montag, 977 yards rushing, he's getting over 6 a pop. And the top two receivers in the conference, Cam Neighbor, 1,038, and Jason Smith at 636. But don't be surprised, Montag had that long reception a couple weeks ago. He'd catch the ball in the backfield, 336, as Jake comes out. And the shotgun formation where he always has, he's got Montag split left, single bottom, duels out to the top. As they bring in motion with Cam Neighbor, and they're going to hand it off to Kyle Montag, and he's not going anywhere. He is stuffed for a loss. He lost about 2 yards on the play as Ripe got into the backfield.
As a good pressure there by the Coleraine defense there in the tackles. Also is Dan Bolden. Some pressure quick there.
Lost 4 yards back to the 20. We talked about the line of scrimmage for the defense. But the offense, Hoster needs to do is they bring in motion with Neighbor. Once again, that's who they're going to give it to on the shovel pass, trying to get to the corner. And he's got the close to a first down. Give him 13 yards out to the 33, and that'll set up a third down and one, and you saw that speed on the edge with Cam Neighbor able to turn it up the field. Nice play there by the Highlander offense.
Nice little burst there at the end of the run, escaping the tackle there and back to the line.
As right back comes Jake. He's going to fake it. Now he's going to swing it out to right to Jason Smith, and he's got the first down. He breaks the tackle out to the 40, out to the 43-yard line, and a big third down conversion as the Highlanders just 5 of 15 a week ago on third down, able to pick up the first one tonight. Nice pitch and catch there. Jason Smith able to use that big 6'2" frame, break a tackle.
And not wasting any time, right back to the line.
Ball's on far hash, moving right to left from her vantage point here at Coleraine. And they're going to hand it off Kyle Montag, and he's going to get out to the 47-yard line. Give him 4 yards. I'll set up a down, second down and 6 to go. Good play on first down. Stay ahead of the chains.
Make it second and manageable, and not wasting any time as they keep heading back to the line and trying to keep the Coleraine defense on their toes here.
Ball remains far hash, single bottom, single top, and they're going to hand it off Kyle Montag. He's going to fall forward. He's going to get about a yard. Give him the 48, and that'll set up a third down and 5 to go for the Highlander offense. 10:21 to go in the opening quarter.
It's now a situation where you expect to throw out a Wyke here.
Now they're going to come trips to the near side. Ball, far side, Montek split left of Jake. Cam Neighbor split up to the top by himself. He's looking left. He's got a receiver as he was trying to hook up with Shira. Instead, it's going to be punt time for the Highlander offense. He had him just a little too high.
That's going to be frustrating for Wyke there. He definitely had the first down. He was able to get it a little shorter for him, but just let him a little bit too far, and now a fourth down spot coming where they're going to have to punt, still in their own territory.
Able to pick up the first down, able to change some field position, so a good start for the Highlander offense as McCarthy on the punt, standing at his own 34-yard line. Keontae Jones standing back, and instead we're going to get a timeout on the field. That timeout comes with 10:04 to go as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
What do we mean by Cincinnati Smart? It's the power of firsthand experience. It's learning with the best minds and in the best organizations. Cincinnati Smart is impressing your professor and your boss in the same week. It's smart on a whole different level. Cincinnati Smart. It's who you become, it's your competitive edge, and you can only get it at the University of Cincinnati.
And welcome back to Coleraine. No score, 10:04 to go in the opening quarter. After Coleraine called a timeout, they sent Jones. He's back at his 15-yard line. MacArthur standing back at his own 34, ball on far hash. Tyler Parrish calls out the signals. 12 to go on the play clock. Good snap. McCarthy steps into it and just gets that one away. And Jones Fair catches it to 23. And we have a flag back at the 35. And they're going to get a personal foul roughing the kicker. And that's going to be a first down for the Highlanders.
That's a huge break for the Highlander offense here. Giving the ball right back to Coleraine, essentially. That keeps the ball in the hands of the Oak Hills offense right around midfield now. So a huge penalty here against the Coleraine defense, and something they certainly can't afford and something Oak Hills needed.
It was close to being tipped. That ball is tipped. That's not a penalty. But Coleraine showing the pressure off the edge. McCarthy takes that extra split second to get that punt off. We've seen a couple blocked, a couple other ones almost blocked. As that ball now moves into Coleraine territory, ball will be on along the far side to 37-yard line. They move right to left. Oak Hills comes out with the white jerseys, going with the black pants now, with the white and red stripe, red numbers, black trim, white helmets with the Highlander on the side. Wyke's in the shotgun. He's got Montag split to his right. That's who he's going to give it to on the draw. Able to push his way to the 35, give him 2 yards. Kyle Bolden in on the stop, number 7. Actually going to mark it back to the 36. That'll be second down, 9 to go from there.
Just a huge momentum swing here for the Oak Hills offense. They were moving the ball down the field, had a drive stall and a ball that Wyke just threw just by a hair here and get the ball right back.
Trips to the bottom. Jake trying to set up the screen, able to do so with Kyle Montag, and he's going to go out of bounds around the 31-yard line. Give him 5 yards. That'll be third down and 4 to go, and this is one of those four-down territories. Now your whole playbook's open. Third down, 4. You can use Cam and both Kyle Montag in the situation.
Definitely a circumstance you think Kyle Prosser is going to be aggressive tonight in situations like this.
Third down, actually we're going to call it 5. They bring Cam Neighbor in motion. They're going to hit him on a shovel pass, and instead he's going to be thrown for a loss of 6 yards by Ryan Davis. Able to shed the block on the far edge and track down Cam. Now it's fourth down and 11 yards to go. And Jake and the offense, they're staying out there.
Well, you're still in no man's land, but yeah, it's definitely not what they're hoping for in the last play. And now it's fourth and really long to try to convert.
You put the ball in the end zone, you only net 18 yards. Fourth down, 11 to go. Ball far hash, trips bottom, single to top. Kyle Montek split left at Jake. And we have flags everywhere. And it's going to be a false start on Oak Hills. Now you're back at the 43. You might think about punting this football.
And it's unfortunate because you had an opportunity where it was fourth and manageable possibly, even if you get an incomplete pass. And instead, now they're in a situation where they are going to punt, it looks like.
Those mental mistakes, Coach Prosser talks about them, especially when you're on the road playing a team like Coleraine. You can't have mistakes like that where you have a third down and 4. Next thing you know, it's fourth and 16.
Well, especially when they had a gift a second ago and with the punter knocked down and getting the ball right back.
McCarthy standing at his own 43. Davis standing back at his own 10-yard line. Ball's far hash. Good snap. Not as much pressure. Gets this punt off along the far side, and it's going to go out of bounds. Wait for the official spot of the football. And now they're going to walk out. He can stop any time. He's going to stop to the 24-yard line. That's where Cole Rain's going to get their first drive of the night as they're led by Deontay Smith-Moore, just 28 of 60, 401, 46%, four touchdowns, two picks, because they like to run the football as a team. They ran it 396 for 2,179 yards, averaging over 5.5 a pop. Manalo Caldwell leads the way, 147 carries for 768 yards. It's 5.2 a carry, 13 touchdowns. Deontay Smith-Moore does have 90 carries, 420 yards to go with those six touches. As you hear the cheers off in the background is Noah Kennedy, number 20. Team trainer dressed up for this football game. Number 20 along the near side. And he goes out there and he throws a block. And now he's going to come back to the sideline as he gets a standing ovation. And you got to love that. 4'7", 76 pounds. They put him out of starting wide receiver and all the players. And they're carrying him off the field along the near side.
Getting a standing O here from the Coleraine fans. Got to love something like that.
Big hugs from the coaches along the sideline. Now after that 1 yard. A pickup by Caldwell. It'll be second down, 9 to go. Ball's on far hash. Now they're going to go option instead. It's going to be a quarterback keep. He's got the first down and more. How about this? They go to the backup, Gunnar Leidendecker, the junior, able to pick up the first down out to the 38-yard line, and he's going to stay a quarterback.
For him this year, 58 attempts throwing this year, 355 total yards, completing his 34.5% this year.
They come to that option. Caldwell split directly behind him. Javon Hicks split to the bottom. If they do throw it, he's got big play ability, over 20 yards a pop as they pitch it along the near side out across the 40. Steps out of bounds at the 43-yard line. J.J. Davis, the 160-pound sophomore, picks up. We'll give him 5 yards. Call it second down five. Ball at their own 43 near side, moving left to right. Cole Rain with the red unis, red jersey tops, white numbers, white pants, white helmets, red stripe down the center. With the Cardinal on each side. 7:56 to go in the opening quarter. Still no score. Cole Rain, the first possession of the night after Oak Hills punted on their opening possession. And now they're going to hand it off Caldwell, and he's going to have a first down out to the 49-yard line. And that Cole Rain offensive line is getting pretty good push up front.
And they are. What's interesting about this offense, though, is they spread the ball around so well. You don't have a 1,000-yard rusher anywhere in this lineup. They're able to use a lot of different backs in the backfield. Obviously, Caldwell getting the start, but they're able to do it so effectively on the ground. A lot of it is that big offensive line they're able to push this year.
They like to trickleate the ball down the field. That's your word of the night.
Trickleate.
Trickleate. Ball 49-yard line near side. They send in motion. Instead, they're going to hand off to Caldwell. He's hit by Nick Malone and Shockley, but he's going to pick up 5 yards, and I'll set up a second down and five to go from there. Make it officially four. That'll set up second down, six to go.
So down that Oak Hills really needs to win here and not allow too much yardage here to make it a third and long. Force the Coleraine offense into a situation where they might have to pass on third down.
Second down, six to go. Ball 46 of Oak Hills moving left to right, just right from our vantage point. Leidendecker under center, and he's going to keep it himself. He's got the first down and more. Lowers his shoulder inside the 35-yard line. And another good push up front for Cole Rain.
Leidendecker just reading the holes. That's all essentially what it was. He found the hole. The offensive line created a hole that a truck could drive through there.
Well, Coach Prosser talked, especially against the option. You got to stay disciplined. You got to stay in your gaps. 6:31 to go in counting. Opening quarter, still no score. Cole Rain on their first offensive possession. Already has the ball in Oak Hills territory to 35. Moving left to right. Ball along near side. And Leidendecker is going to hand it off on the inside, hopping to the outside, J.J. Davis down to the 30. Five more yards. Makes your offense a lot easier to pick up 5 yards on first down, another second and five to go.
Getting a sophomore in the action on the ground game here for the Cardinals. Not the biggest of guys, but when you got the, those big boys up front, doesn't really matter.
Even holes like that, even you could run through some of those.
That's debatable. I'm not sure about that.
I know. Well, I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt, but if you want to throw yourself under the bus, I'm all about that game. 5:30 to go in counting, opening quarter. As they bring in motion, and Linebacker's going to keep it himself, and Malone is able to wrap him up with Tyler Parrish, and it's going to be third down and three as he gets down to the 28-yard line. Third down, but third and three, you still keep that option game wide open.
It's a third manageable here. They're probably keeping it on the ground as you expect. Oak Hill is really just having to obviously get a stop here, but they really wanted to win those first two downs, something they don't, but not really been able to do the first couple drives, so, or the first drive so far.
Third down, we'll call it three, ball's 28, motion in. They're going to hand it off to Coldwell. No, Landecker's going to keep it. And that ball's out. Oak Hills is saying they have it, and the officials say they have it. They get the first big turnover of the night, and who's the first guy out there? Coach Prosser at the 30-yard line with some chest bumps, and with 4:54 to go, they're able to force the first turnover of the night. And that's the kind of break you need early if you're Oak Hills. Got to get that team to believe.
It was Elijah Harris that came up with it at the end of the run, and another big break for the Oak Hills team, defense and offense here. Needed to score now. Capitalize. They were down. Really couldn't capitalize on the roughing the punter penalty last possession. Hoping they can take care of it here.
Big turnover as Wyke and the offense take over. First and 10, 24-yard line, moving right to left. Ball on the near side is to give it to Kyle Montag. He's trying to get to the outside. And Reef's able to get him out of bounds. He might have got a yard. They're going to give him a yard out to the 25. That'll set up a second down, 9 to go from there, 4:46 to go in the opening quarter.
I haven't really seen Wyke go deep yet. You got to think it's coming pretty soon, though.
Trips to the bottom. Jake comes out. He's throwing it up top for Cam Neighbor, and it looks like confusion is Scherer was also in the area. Somebody ran the wrong route.
He threw it off toward the near side and really closest to Neighbor. Neighbor's cutting inside, so really no chance for either Neighbor or Scherer to make that catch.
Third down, 9 to go. Ball far hash, 25-yard line, 4:42 to go. Duels to each side. Montag split right at Jake in the shotgun. Jake steps up, trying to set up a screen over the middle to Shera, and he gets out to the 30-yard line, but it's going to set up a fourth down and four to go from there, so unable to take advantage of the turnover is Oak Hills, and they're going to have to punt the football.
You would think, but they're being awfully hesitant right now. I don't know. You're deep in your
they're
own territory.
They're going to punt the football. Yeah, this isn't.
Took a very long time getting off the field, though.
I just got to keep the other team thinking.
Keep them on their toes.
As Reap and Jones back deep to receive, standing at the 40 at their own 40. McCarthy standing at the 15, far hash. Three to go on the play clock, 4 minutes to go. And that should be a delay of game, and it is. That'll push it back five more, back to the 25. That'll be a fourth down and 9 to go from there.
So now Colerain likely going to get an even better field position than they would have had.
Over the head of McCarthy, bad snap. He's able to get a kickoff, but that is going to go out of bounds and around the 30-yard line. Just not a good set of circumstances there as Colerain is going to start over first and 10 on the 25-yard line, the 24-yard line. So right where they fumbled the football, they're going to take back over, and Coach Pross is talking to the official. And I don't think he likes the spot of that football, but right when they turn it over, that's what they're going to take back possession with 3:38 to go. Big stand coming up for the defense.
So the way it turned out, we were second-guessing them, delaying to get off the field and thinking about going for the conversion there. Really ended up being the same way anyway. Colerain taking over right about on the spot where they had the ball or preparing to punt. essentially where they fumbled the ball last time, and Oak Hill's got the ball.
Smith Moore now back in at quarterback as they bring motion along the far side. He's going to hand it off to Caldwell, and Caldwell's going to get down to the 20. Give him 4 yards, set up a second down, six to go from there.
Coleraine offensive line really doing a good job up front. The first couple downs just set themselves up for success here in the second down.
3:15 to go and counting. Second down, we'll call it five. Ball far hash. And now he's going to keep it himself to Smith Moore, and he's going to be stood up at about the 16-yard line. And that'll set up a third down and one to go from there as we're at 2:50 to go and counting here in the opening quarter. Still no score.
A lot of miscues have led to no scoring so far, and this one really, both teams moving the ball rather effectively, just really come down to turnovers, miscues, penalties.
So far, Coleraine with the one turnover is Oak Hills, though, was unable to take advantage of it. Third down, one to go. Make that third and about two. Ball just outside the 17. They got to get inside the 15. Smith Moore under center as they bring in motion. They're going to He's going to keep it himself. He's got the first down and more down to about the 10-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 11s. Fresh set of downs. First down, 10 to go, 2:21 to go.
Okay, defense in a tough spot already and backed up against the wall here, needing to stand here to keep themselves in this one, not fall behind early.
Ball on near side, moving left to right. Smith Moore. The 5'7", 157-pound sophomore quarterback, Caldwell, directly behind him. They bring motion out from right to left. They're going to hand it off to Caldwell, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Coleraine. And with 1:56 to go in the opening quarter, Caldwell makes it 6-0 Coleraine, his 14th rushing touchdown of the season.
Well, the miscued punt there really set him up for success there, putting him already at the 25-yard line to start the drive. They'd have to go a whole lot further after that. And certainly when you turn the ball over in your own territory, it's going to bite you at some point.
That was the start Coach Prosser talked about. You get the turnover and unable to take advantage of it. Your first drive, you're able to move the ball. Just were unable as we have an injured Highlander down on the field in the back of the end zone. As we'll keep it here for a few seconds. So with that, we'll step aside as we wait. Our new score after an 11-yard touchdown run, it's Coleraine 6. Oak Hills nothing as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
What is Coca-Cola? Is it an excuse to get together? Since 1886, Coca-Cola has been passing on smiles from generation to generation. We've been giving kids scholarships, like the early birds and the all-nighters. And you get to enjoy what matters most. Coca-Cola. Drink up.
And welcome back to Cardinal Stadium. Coleraine just jumped out front 6-0 on 11-yard Caldwell touchdown run. 1:56 to go. The injured Highlander able to walk off the field.
Looks like that was appeared it was Maxwell Shearer.
And good snap, good hold, plenty of leg, and it's good. Our new score after an 11-yard Caldwell touchdown run. It's home, Coleraine 7, visiting Oak Hills nothing. As you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
You're listening to Guy Talk live from the Sport Clips Haircuts locker room. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, boxers or briefs?
Speaking briefly, boxers. Unless you're a boxer, then I go briefs. Next caller.
I want to find my nearest Sport Clips. But I don't want to ask for directions.
Use SportClips.com. It's actually guy-approved. At SportClips, you'll get an awesome MVP haircut experience while watching sports on TV. Your head will glow like a freshly mowed Major League outfield. This has been Guy Talk, brought to you by SportClips, where it's good to be a guy.
Alongside Kyle Howard and Zach Waddell, I'm Rob Roberts. 1:56 to go in the opening quarter, 7-0. In favor of Cole Rain after an 11-yard Caldwell touchdown run after a bad snap, which led to a shank punt. Excellent starting field position. They did what you're supposed to do at the 24-yard field, and they cashed it in, 7-0. Home, Cole Rain.
Got to capitalize on turnovers. That's exactly what the Cardinals do here. Oak Hill's having a couple opportunities tonight to capitalize. They really just haven't yet tonight. They're going to have to capitalize on those opportunities going forward.
They had the ball moving on the opening drive as this kick is a high end over end kick, and it's going to be off. It goes off of Robbie Record, and it's going to be a first and 10 for Oak Hills at the 20-yard line as we get our third look at Jake Wyke and the offense. But the opening drive, they had a chance, overhit Shearer, which led to the roughing the punter. They were able to get the ball deep into Colerain territory, but you go fourth and four, you're going to go for it. All of a sudden, you get a false start. You get tackled for a loss. Third and 11, you're going to go for it on fourth and 11. You get delay of game. Next thing you know, it's fourth and 16. You're back at midfield all of a sudden, just like that. It's the little things that you can't have go wrong, and you can't hurt yourself in a game like this.
They've stockpiled so far. It's something I have to cut away here if they want to come back in this game.
As Jake comes out, hit quick hitter to Cam Neighbor along the far side, and they're going to see that ball hit the ground, and that's going to be second down and 10 to go. Two officials on the spot.
Neighbor can't believe it either. He thought he caught the ball.
All receivers think they catch the ball.
Well, I guess the day when they say, "I didn't catch the ball,"
yeah, that
we'll never see that day.
That day's not coming. Single receiver each side, as they're going to have Cooper and Wick in the backfield. Montag splits right at Jake in the shotgun. They're going to hand it off to Kyle Montag. Actually, Jake's going to fake it. He's going to roll to his right. He's got a receiver, and that one's going to be picked off by Reap at the 35, and that's a throw that Jake would like to have back. They faked the belly dive, rolled him out to his right. He had pressure, but he threw it way short of Cam Neighbor, and now the turnover battle is 1-1, and for the second straight time, Cole Rain is going to start off first and 10 deep in Highlander territory, this time at the 36.
Robbie had him wide open. I mean, Neighbor had some running room in front of him. He's behind Reap there. I mean, Reap just stepped in front of him. He threw it a little bit too low, didn't project it enough. And then now another good starting spot here for the Colerain offense here now inside Oak Hills territory to start the drive.
1:45 to go. Wyke's 10th interception of the season, along with 19 touchdown passes. Ball's along far side as Colerain comes right back out with Leidendecker, the junior at quarterback. He's in a shotgun, duels to the bottom, single to the top. He's going to swing it out to Caldwell on an option pass. And Caldwell's down to the 31. They wanted the flag as they thought that Nate Shelby was being held on the edge. Second down, 5 to go. That's something you see all the time. Leidendecker, shotgun formation, good swing pass, able to get Caldwell out in space, use that big body frame.
Unorthodox for the offense, so the way they typically run, but sometimes you got to move out of the box a little bit.
Nothing wrong with some changeups, but what you're doing is you're putting stuff on film, go deep in the playoffs, and gives him one more thing to prepare for. 1:05 to go. Second down, 4 to go. Ball's at the 31. They're going to hand it off to Caldwell. And Matt James and Trujillo able to wrap him up at the 28. And that's going to be about third down and 1 to go from there. 50 seconds to go and counting in the opening quarter.
Another third and manageable here for the Colerain offense. Oak Hill's defense seemed to shore up quickly here, prevent them from getting in the end zone this drive.
Third down, 1 to go. Ball near side as they continue to move left to right. Leidendecker barking out the signals. Caldwell directly behind him. 7 on the play clock, and he's going to hand it off. Caldwell. Trujillo jumps on his back, but he's got a first down. Down to the 25-yard line, and another fresh set of downs for the Colerain offense.
Got about a yard past the marker there. Knew where he had to be, got the first down. Didn't get much past it, but got there.
All you got to do is fall forward for first down, and that's exactly what he did. 14 seconds to go, opening quarter. Leidendecker looks to the sideline to get the calls. We're under 10 seconds now. See if they try to get off one more play. Caldwell directly behind him with 5 seconds to go. Finally gets him set with 2 seconds. They're going to get the snap off, and he's going to keep it himself, this Leidendecker. And he's got the first down and more down to the 12-yard line. Give him the 13, and that'll do it for the first quarter here from Cardinal Stadium. Our score at the end of 1 is Colerain 7, Oak Hills nothing, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Aunt Edna makes the best mashed potatoes.
No, they're very good. Look, there are a lot of very good mashed potatoes.
Well, she uses top-flight potatoes and isn't scared of the butter.
Well, I'm not saying I don't like them. I'm just saying I don't know that I'd put them in the elite category of mashed potatoes. But that doesn't mean I don't like them.
Telling it like it is.
What? They're second-string mashed potatoes.
It works better on the air.
Mm. You can only have 5 quarterbacks in the elite club. You got to kick one of those out.
For what? Winning playoff games?
Listen to ESPN Radio anywhere, anytime.
And welcome back to Cardinal Stadium. Our score as we get ready to start quarter number 2, it's Colerain 7, and no kills nothing is Colerain now at the 1st and 10, down to 13, looking to try to get this lead doubled pretty quick.
And they're in prime position to do that right now. The Oak Hills defense have to step up here. Not going to be easy here. Just 12 yards to go before they can punch another one in. And just a couple turnovers here really set the defense up for a tough spot. Back-to-back possessions now.
As we get to take a look at the first quarter stats, 7-2 in first downs. Time of possession, 2-1. What we saw last week at Sycamore. Colerain 7, 20-3, 23. Jake Wyke just 1 of 4, 13 yards, or 4 of 8 for 13 yards with the interception. And it's going to come down and be able to slow down this rushing attack. And so far they haven't been able to. Colerain 99 yards rushing in that opening quarter.
It's a quiet 99 yards too. Really just didn't seem like they could.
Not a lot of field.
It didn't feel like 99 yards at all, but able to get a touchdown on the board, and now have good field position to start the second quarter.
1st and 10, ball 13-yard line. Lane Decker now as they move right to left. He goes option out to Coldwell along the near side. Tries to turn it up at the 10. Tyler Parrish able to wrap him up, but not before he reaches the 6-yard line, and that'll set up a 2nd down, 5 to go from there.
Really, okay. Colerain really having success on first down so far, which is really allowing their second down conversions, not having to get to third downs much tonight.
2nd down, call it about 4. They have to get to the 2 for a 1st down. Lane Decker gets the call from the side. Ball on the near side. Now they send in motion with JJ. They're going to hand it off to Caldwell. He's got the 1st down. To about the 1-yard line, and it's going to be 4 shots to go from there for the Cardinal offense.
Quick handoff that time really caught the Oak Hills defense off guard there. Weren't really expecting them to run that quick. Developed pretty quickly.
You're unable to get the stop here, your offense. You got to get a couple first downs together. If not, put points on the board. At least give your defense a break, as Lane Decker. Because now as they go, big boy, that ball is loose. And they're able to get the football back at the 1-yard line. That's going to be 2nd down and goal to go from there. And that's the 2nd time that Colerain's put the ball on the carpet. This time they were able to get it back.
Yeah, Lane Decker, thankfully, he's able to grab that one himself. But could have been disastrous to drive it all the way down to the 1-yard line and fumble and turn the ball over.
2nd down, goal to go, ball's at the 1-yard line. Colerain looking to build upon a 7-0 lead. They're going to hand it off to Caldwell, and he stands up. Into the end zone untouched, and just like that, with 10:25 to go in the half, it's Colerain 13, and Oak Hills nothing. And for Caldwell, that's his 15th rushing touchdown of the season.
Again, going to the ground game that Colerain does so well, pounding in from 1 yard out. Anytime you get yourself in a situation defensively where you got to go stop him 4 times from the 1 yard line, you're not going to win that battle too often.
Ryan Murray on for the extra point. Good snap. Good hold. Plenty of leg deep into the Cincinnati night. Our new scorer after Caldwell's 2nd touchdown run of the night, this time of the 1-yard variety. It's Colerain 14. Oak Hills nothing as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tim Krimchek. Have you ever looked for a sports medicine specialist over the weekend? Well, for the last 20 years, I have welcomed the Friday night football players and the weekend warriors to visit our Saturday morning injury clinic year-round. Our care on Saturday morning is no different than you'll get during the weekday. This includes MRI and physical therapy services. Call us if you need help in the weekends. Call anytime year-round, 513-354-3700. Remember, 513-354-3700.
And welcome back to the broadcast booth here at Cardinal Stadium. Our new score after Caldwell's second rushing touchdown of the night, this time from 1 yard out. It's the home Cardinal 14 and visiting Oak Hills nothing. And that slow start once again, but still plenty of time to go from in the half, but your offense has to get something going right here. If you don't get points, you at least got to get some first downs. Give your defense a break, especially the front four.
They're going to have a long drive at least.
High end over end kick, field along the near side by record. He's going to get out to the 19-yard line, and that's where Jake Wyke and the offense will start. First down, 10 to go. Big offense. You hate to say big so early in the football game, but this is a big possession coming up for the Highlander offense.
Yeah, again, as you mentioned a second ago, if there's nothing else, at least to draw it out. They've really kept the defense on the field for a lot of this ball game so far, and that's something that they can't keep up if they want to stay in this game.
First and 10. They're going to put the ball to the 18 near side, moving left to right. 10-19 to go in the opening quarter. Jake's in that shotgun. Kyle's to his left. They bring Cam Neighbor in motion, and they're going to give it to him on a shovel pass. And he's going to lose about 3 yards back out to the 15-yard line. Good tackle there by Jones.
Stayed home, shut his block, made the tackle in the backfield.
Cam burned him once. They're staying home now on that backside edge, not letting him get the edge. Second down, we'll call it 14, shotgun formation. Kyle Montag split left of Jake. Jake takes that shotgun snap, pump fakes, wants to go deep, now steps up in the pocket, and he's got a receiver along the far side, Shira once again, and it's going to be third down and long. And Shira, guy really haven't had a lot of action the last few weeks, all of a sudden back out there, targeted four times already by Jake.
This time they go up top and go for the deep one here. Now a third and long again for the Oak Hills offense in their territory. Really needing conversion here, if nothing else, just to keep the drive alive.
9:42 to go, third down, 14 to go. Ball far hash, moving left to right. Montag split right of Jake, trips to the bottom. He's got a receiver, that's Wick, but it's going to be a no gain. Hit immediately as soon as he caught the football. Once again, Keontae Jones, the senior defensive back, able to step up, hit him. They're actually going to give him a yard out to the 16-yard line. And that's going to be punt time for McCarthy in the offense yet once again.
Nice defensive stand there by Cole Rain. Just putting a tough spot there for the Oak Hills offense that deep in their territory and really not letting up at all with the 14-0 lead.
McCarthy standing at his own goal line, standing inside Oak Hills territory is Reapin' Jones. Low snap, McCarthy able to get this punt off a high end over end. It's going to field by Reap. He bobbles at the 49, but he's able to get it. He's got running lane along the far side. Big blocks, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cole Rain, no flags. A 49-yard punt return, and with 8:45 to go, Cole Rain starting to get some separation. It's now 20-0 in favor of the home Cardinal.
Really went winding down that defense and the punt team now, but on the field a lot. It's been a tough spot so far for them so far. Now here, Cole Rain capitalizing. Out to a 3-score lead really quickly here in the second quarter.
Trying to extend the lead to 21. Actually, we did have a flag. This one's coming back, and it's going to be first and 10 at the 38-yard line. I did a pretty good job of looking. I didn't see any flags. We're sharing a booth with the Cole Rain broadcast. They didn't see nothing either. And all of a sudden, they're spotting the football back at the 48-yard line.
So first, Halloween weekend, huh?
You take that any way you can get it. First down,
flag.
First and 10 to 48. Well, with the exception of last week, we've seen some interesting calls. 8:45 to go, opening half. Quick hitter along the near side as Jones going to give him 11 yards down to the 38-yard line. That'll be a first down, 10 to go. J.J. Davis able to get that reception. Davis just his sixth reception of the year, now 58 yards receiving all the season. Ball's now near side, 38-yard line. They continue to move right to left. 8:40 to go, 14-0 in favor of the home Cardinal.
You said 27. I just said the number. I got the number of the name right. Just give you a hard time.
Smith Moore now swings it out to the far side. He's got a receiver, and he's got the first down and Moore inside the 25, around the 23-yard line. This time he hooks up with Deion Andrews, the junior. He's able to get about 17 yards, and another Colerain first down. As it's his sixth reception of the year, he's now got 72 yards. And how do you get guys out of the box? Throw the football. And they're going right back. Dual receivers to the bottom. Ball's far hash, moving right to left. Ball 20-yard line. Smith Moore under center. Caldwell directly behind him. And he's going to swing it one more time. Pump fakes, throws it up top. He's got a wide open wide receiver. And there's a flag. Wait to see what the flag's about.
Lego man downfield is the call here.
He almost got declined. Make the second down 10 to go. Instead of giving him an extra down, wait to see what they do. They're going to push him back. It's going to be first down, 15 to go. Trying to hook up with Tyler Bigner. So that'll be first down 15. Ball at the 25-yard line. 8:28 to go. 14-0 in favor of Colerain. Smith Moore under center. Caldwell directly behind him as they go back to the traditional option offense we've seen him at all night. And they're gonna he's gonna keep it himself to Smith Moore. He's trying to get to the outside. Tyler Parrish. Able and company able to wrap him up. Also out there, Nate Shelby, the junior. And it's going to be second down and 15. No gain. Good there. Pressure off the edge. Shelby able to wait for reinforcements.
And now a second and long coming here for the Colerain offense. Something they haven't really had to deal with much tonight.
Under 8 minutes to go. Second down, 15. Ball near side. Smith Jones. Remains at quarterback. Caldwell split directly behind him. Barks out his final commands. Single receiver out top is Bigner. Now he's under center. 5 to go on the play clock. And he is going to hand it off to Caldwell. Actually, no, he kept it himself. Good defensive pressure up the middle. Nick Goldfish able to wrap him up for a loss back to the 36-yard line. And might want to put a body on the big old Nick.
He's excited, too. He's all fired up after the hit.
Assignment up front. Goldfish able to come in untouched, and it's going to be third down 17, approaching the seven-minute mark as they're going to go trips out top, single to the bottom.
First third and long situation we've seen today for Colerain.
Smith.
See how they respond to it.
Smith Moore standing in a shotgun to 32. Play clock's at 5, and Colerain's going to have to spend a timeout. And that's what they do. 6:59 to go before the half. Big third down coming up when we return as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Jimmy John's Freaky Fresh, Freaky Good.
I thought I was calling Jimmy John's.
This is Jimmy John's, sir.
Well, I guess you'll have to do.
How can I help you, sir?
I want to order online, but my grandson says I need an app.
Well, you don't need an app, but it's very helpful.
I don't get it.
Get what, sir?
What does having a nap got to do with ordering a sandwich?
It's simple, sir. With an app, you just click order and eat.
Well, I don't see how you can do all that when you're asleep.
Oh, that's true, sir. You need to be fully awake.
Dadgummit, how can I be awake when I'm having a nap?
Oh, I get it. You mean a nap.
Of course I mean a nap.
See, I wasn't talking about a nap, sir. I was talking about an app.
Did my grandson put you up to this?
No, I haven't. Ooh, that went well.
And welcome back to the broadcast booth. 14-0, 6:59 to go. Big third down, 17 coming up. Jimmy John's commercial? Sounds good. Sour Patch Kids, though. Got to get that sugar buzz before you go on the air. Big third down, though, coming up with a Highlander defense. You've got to turn them away here, get that ball back, keep this a two-score game, especially with Colerain getting first ball second half.
It's going to be a big challenge here for the Colerain offense here. First time they've had to deal with a third and long situation tonight. Oak Hills really need to feed off that, make a big play, keep them off the board.
And if you find somebody doesn't like Sour Patch Kids, you don't need that kind of negativity in your life.
Fair assessment.
Third down, 17 to go, moving right to left, 6:59 to go. Trips to the bottom, single out top, tied in that way, empty backfield. For Smith Moore, he takes that snap, play fake, he wants to go up top, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's got a receiver down the middle, and he short hopped it. And with 6:53 to go, it's going to be punt time for the Colerain offense, but Then again, you're no man's land. You might as well go for it here. Ball's 27-yard line. You're only going to net 7 yards if you punt the football. You take a shot here at the end zone.
Although, as you say that, change of personnel on the field here, so we'll see what they like to do. Field goal range here. It's a very long field goal. We'll see if they decide to go actually attempt a field goal or run a fake here.
43-yard field goal. Make it a 44-yard attempt. Just left the center. Good snap. Good hold. It's a high end over end. Does it have enough? And it's no good. It was just a tad to the right with 6:48 to go. The Highlander defense is able to hold. And now Waikini offense trying to get something going here before the half. 6:48 to go. And Colerain does get first ball second half.
That's a defensive stand they really needed. And they obviously need to capitalize offensively here, as you mentioned. Getting the ball to start the second half, but need to get on the board. That's the big thing. Get over the hump offensively. And really have a lengthy drive. That would be a really good thing for the defensive liner. Now, they've been on the field a lot. Had a tough battle up front tonight. Really could use a long, drawn drive here.
Ball at dead straight, 20-yard line. And they're going to hand it off to Kyle Montag. And he's able to split through. And he's able not to – maybe he lost a yard back out to the 19. That'll set up a second down and 11 to go. I'm just trying to figure out why that ball's at the 20. They should have got it from the spot of the snap on the field goal attempt at the 26.
I couldn't answer that myself either. Looks like we have another ghost one.
Second down, 11 to go. Wyke in the offense, and he's going to keep it himself, and he maybe got back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be another third down and long to go. Once again, that front of Colerain to stay impatient, keeping their gap assignment, not over-pursuing, didn't fall for the play action to Kyle Montag, and they were there waiting for Jake.
Now a third and 11, needing to convert here to keep the drive alive before you have to throw your defense back out there again.
Under 6 minutes to go, big third down coming up with the Highlander offense. Third down, 11 to go. Jake's in the shotgun. He's got Kyle split to his right, and they're going to hand it to him, and he's going to lose about 3 yards. Nothing there. Daniel Bolden able to wrap him up. He's going to give him a yard back out to the 20, and it's going to be fourth and 10. Punt time once again for the Highlanders.
Tried to catch the Colerain defense off guard. They're expecting the pass on third and 11. Run the play action. Keep the handoff this time. Didn't go anywhere. Didn't step him out, though.
5:30 to go and counting. Play clock whistled in. 14-0 after the stop in favor of the home Cardinal.
So, again, Colerain likely going to get good field position here. Took one to the house, the last one, but obviously called back for a hold.
McCarthy standing at his own 5, able to get this one off a high kick. Reap steps up to the 47. He drops it. Ball's loose. Able to make a couple guys miss. Now he's got running room along the far side. Just Reap. Tyler Parrish able to wrap him up, but not before he reaches the 31-yard line. Very fortunate. That ball took a good bounce back up into his hands. Able to go for 16 more. Reap showing the open field speed, and once again, excellent starting field position for this Colerain offense at the 31-yard line.
Very scary play there for Reap, but able to make something out of it. He's got such speed.
Able to use it in the open field. Very fortunate he got that ball back. Bounced right back up into his hand. 4:55 to go before the half. Colerain looking to build upon a 14-0 lead. They do get first ball to start the second half. Leidendecker back now at quarterback as Caldwell's split right behind him. As they bring in motion, and Oak Hill's jumped off sides. That's going to be a first down and 5 to go as they set motion with Sincere Jones. Stop the motion. Oak Hills was anticipating to jump in the snap, and instead they jump in the neutral zone. 5-yard penalty going the other way. First down, 5 to go. Now ball now 26. Far hash. Leidendecker back under center, and he's going to keep it himself. Now he's going to pitch it on the option. And he's down to 10, down to the 5. Finally hit out of bounds. Big hold there by Jones, the 5'10 sophomore. And Sincere is able to get down to the 6, and it's going to be goal to go for the Cardinal.
That was a perfect pitch from Leidendecker there. waited until the perfect spot, perfect timing. As he was going down, pitched it off another 15, 20 yards.
Pitched that ball about 7 yards down the field. Is able to turn it up. He almost could have kept it himself, but as you said, able to stay patient, able to get that pitch out, and now it's goal to go. Once again for Coleraine, this time at the 6-yard line. Ball near side, moving right to left. Lane Deckers, they come out in the I formation. Caldwell, or Jones, the deep back. Instead, they're going to hand off to Caldwell, playing at fullback. And he falls forward into the end zone. And with 4:45 to go, this touchdown will stand as Coleraine extends the lead out. His 16th rushing touchdown of the season, his third of the night. It's now 20-0 in favor of the Cardinal.
All three scores coming from Caldwell's legs today.
All on short fields as well.
Certainly has been the case so far tonight.
Murray on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, plenty of leg. And it's good. Our new score after Caldwell's third rushing touchdown of the night, his 16th of the season. That's now Coleraine 21, Oak Hills nothing, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Craftsman Electric's been owned and operated by Charlie and Kay Fisher for over 30 years now. No matter what type of electric work you need, Craftsman Electric can handle it. Find out for yourself why 70% of their customers are repeat customers. 70%. Or check them out on Angie's List, where they've received the Super Service Award every year since 2007. Craftsman Electric. Dependable, affordable, honest. Call Jessica to schedule service at 513-891-4426 or visit craftsmanelectric.com. Quality craftsmanship. It's right there in the name.
And welcome back to the broadcast booth alongside Kyle Howard and Zach Waddell. Our new score after Caldwell's 6-yard touchdown run, his third of the night, his 16th of the season. That's now the home Cardinal 21 and the visiting Highlanders nothing. And I know we said the last few times, but another big possession coming up for Wyke in this offense.
And now you find yourself down by three scores, really needing a response quick here.
Almost a little bit like a week ago, in which you saw the Highlander offense sputtering and sputtering. Then all of a sudden you saw Wyke just throw one deep up to Smith along the sideline. He was able to take it 61 to the house. Maybe it's time to go. Maybe just send Cam or Smith on a fly pattern and see what you got. You're getting single on the edges.
That's really their bread and butter, too, is the one-on-ones on the outside. And it's really a surprise they haven't taken too many shots so far today. A couple of the ones he has thrown that way really have been overthrown, but expecting to throw more that way.
Some big games tonight. We'll get you some scores. I know if Mason wins tonight, they're going to be the 2 seed, and they'll host a playoff game as they're going up against Sycamore, as Sycamore should be in. As Jake threw it deep out there, Cam Neighbor direction, he overthrows him, and that'll set up a second down, 10 to go along the far side. Some also other big games. Lebanon and Springboro tonight, that's a huge contest as the playoffs starting to take form. Hamilton still could sneak their way into the playoffs tonight with a big win against Lakota. Or as Montag takes a carry as they go up against, I'm trying to think who they play now, Princeton? Lakota East beats Lakota West. Lakota East is going to get in the playoffs. That's a big game. There's just too many teams, too many scenarios. You got a couple teams. You're going to have the New Richmond Norwood game. The loser will be 8-2, and they're going to miss the playoffs.
It's crazy how that works out sometimes.
St. X could lose tonight. They could be 4-6 and still make the playoffs. It's a third down and long, and they're going to hand out to Kyle Montag. He's going to lose 3 yards back to the 21. Fourth down, 9 to go, under 4 minutes, and it's going to be punt time once again for the Highlanders.
It's just not getting it clicking here in this first half for the offensively for the Oak Hills offense. First drive really came out firing, but ever since then it's kind of died down. Just haven't had the same momentum they had that opening possession.
McCarthy on the punt. Reed back with Jones standing in at their own 49-yard line. McCarthy standing at his own 6. 3:31 to go and counting in the opening half. McCarthy able to get this one off. No pressure. A high kick. And that's going to go out of bounds. Wait to see where the far official spots this football, and they're going to have good starting field position once again. This time it's a 40, as all three offensive touchdown possessions have started deep in Highlander territory. This one's going to start at the 40-yard line with 3:22 to go and 2 timeouts. Plenty of time for Coleraine?
Well, really, it starts with the defense, the Coleraine defense not allowing much yardage at all, which forces Oak Hills to have to punt the ball from deep in their territory, sets their offense up perfectly each drive, and that's really how they've been cashing in so far today.
And we'll try to get the information out there, but we're going to sit down with Coach Prosser in the next week and do a season-ending recap. So make sure people stay. We'll keep people updated on that as well once we get that date and time set up. Along, I also have some players in the studios as we get the final touches on that. Make sure people tune in for that as well. As a quick hitter to Jones along the near side. Joshworth able to trip him up as Finn does. That ball came out, but they recover the ball back at the 31-yard line. Tyler Parrish was able to get it loose. Johnny on the spot, Javon Hicks. Able to fall on it, and it's going to be second down and one to go to 31-yard line. 2:59 to go and counting. Ball whistled in. 21-0 Coleraine. Ball near side, moving right to left near hash 31. Duels each side. Shotgun formation for Lane Decker. Caldwell's going to be split to his right. Now they bring in motion. They're going to hand it off to Jones along the far side. And he's got the first down and more inside the 25, inside the 20. Toe dances to around the 15. They're going to say he stepped out, though, at the 19. But once again, another first down as Coleraine's giving you several different looks now, especially out of that shotgun formation going 3-4 wide. They talk about adding new wrinkles in every week, and I think some of these have caught Oak Hills a little bit by surprise. As now the far hash, 19-yard line, 2:32 to go.
Well, they're in playoff mode. Want to get some of those kinks out before they hit the playoffs, make sure they can run these plays effectively.
Lane Decker's in the shotgun, looks to his right, steps up in the pocket. He wants to throw it deep. Instead, he's going to run for it. He's got the first down and more. Five, untouched, into the end zone. Lane Decker, and it's now 27-0 with 2:23 to go in the half.
Again, great field position to start the drive for Coleraine and just capitalizing at the last three possessions. It's been a rough second quarter here to start for the defense for Oak Hills. They're just really winded, so they come down to, and they're a tough spot to start the field position each drive, too.
2:23 to go. Murray on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, good kick. Our new score after a 19-yard Lane Decker touchdown run. It's home, Coleraine 28. Oak Hills nothing as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
I'm your tailgate grill. Your buddy was in such a rush to get into the game, he didn't quite put me out. I see you bought the industrial-sized bottle of lighter fluid. Smart. And if you got cut rate insurance, you could be paying for this yourself. So get an Allstate agent and be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Mayhem is everywhere. Are you in good hands?
And welcome back to the broadcast booth here at Coleraine Stadium. Our new score after Lane Decker, 19-yard touchdown run. It's now 28-0 in favor of the home Cardinal. High and over and kicking, it's bobbled. Finally able to be picked up. And that's going to be horrible, horrible starting field position for the Highlanders at the 6-yard line as Stephen Cooling was unable to hold the kickoff. He fumbled the ball. Finally able to pick it up, but two Coleraine Cardinal were there waiting for him. With 2:17 to go, 95 yards separate Oak Hills from the end zone with two timeouts.
Worst starting field position of the day for the Oak Hills offense, and now find themselves down by four scores, needing a score quick, and really don't want to have another drive stall. You have the defense on the field again. They've been on the field seemingly all night.
Two 17 to go before the half. Jake takes that shotgun snap, hands it off Kyle Montag. He's able to get a couple yards out to the 9-yard line. And now we got timeout Coleraine. Timeout comes with 2:12 to go as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
You're listening to Guy Talk live from the Sport Clips Haircuts locker room. Caller, you're on the air.
my girlfriend beat me playing one-on-one.
Ooh, sounds like you need to hit up a Sport Clips for an awesome haircut experience and some quality man time.
I don't know. My girlfriend always takes me to her salon.
Nonsense. Be your own man and get a great haircut in a guy-friendly place from stylists who know what guys need.
You may be right.
Sure I'm right. Now grab your Y chromosome, get down to Sport Clips, and ask for the MVP. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
2:12 to go before the half. Timeout there by Cole Rain, trying to keep some time on the clock. Get another score right before the half. And they also get first ball second half. They can really put this game away early.
And so Oak Hill's really needing a score this possession to really get some momentum back, at least before the break.
Shotgun formation for Wyke. Single top, duels to the bottom. Montag split right. Jake standing his own 2-yard line. Takes a snap, blitz off the edge. Able to make the first man miss. Miss, he's got a receiver out. And that one falls down, trying to hook up with Cam Neighbor. Instead, it's going to be third down, 10. Clock stops, 2:07 to go.
Ball nearly intercepted also. Kevin Hyde came up to try to make that catch. A little bit short.
Third down, 10 to go, 2:07 to go, 28-0. Wyke takes that shotgun snap, hands it off to Kyle Montag, trying to make something out of nothing along the far side. He gets pushed out of bounds at around the 11-yard line, and that stops the clock with 2:02 to go, so Cole Rain will be able to keep a timeout, and Oak Hill's going to have to punt that football. That's going to be fourth and eight.
Another unfortunate turn here for the Oak Hills offense. Just really can't seem to get anything going tonight against this tough Cole Rain defense, at least since the first drive.
Well, they knew it was a tough task. And Colerain defense, I mean, they put the hammers down on some pretty prolific offenses, but they've also had their opportunity, just haven't been able to cash in, and short fields haven't helped the defense out as well, as Colerain will have great, excellent starting field position once again as this punt comes in, a high end over end. Reap fields it at the 41-yard line, running to the near side. And he's going to turn it upfield at the 35. Kyle Montag and company able to finally hit him. And he's going to mark him down at the 39, at the 40-yard line. 1:47, one timeout, plenty of time for the Colerain offense. Is officially, they'll be at the 41-yard line. All four drives, scoring drives, have been inside the 40 or more. Three of them inside the 30.
This one going to start the 41 now. That's been bad field position for them in the way it started this second quarter alone. And when you're starting at the 41, that's bad field position. It's been a pretty good night for you.
Shotgun formation for Layton Decker. They bring in motion with duels to the top, single down to the bottom. He wants to go that way, and he throws it up, and miscommunication on the route, trying to hook up with Javon Hicks, the 6'2 junior. Instead, he overthrows him. Hicks cut the route off. Layton Decker went deep. And Hicks is that deep threat we talked about at the top. Only 14 catches on the season, but 24 yards a pop with four touchdowns, 336 yards.
Colerain slowing it down here.
1:43 to go, and Mikhail Shockley, the senior, a guy we've seen more and more the last few weeks, gets that responsibility along the near edge as they do a quick hitter to Hicks, and he's going to have the 35-yard line. Pushed out of bounds there. It'll be third down and four to go. 1:38 clock stop yet once again. Still one timeout remaining for the Cardinal, two for the Highlanders. Layton Decker stays in that shotgun. Caldwell's going to split left. Duels to each side. Layton Decker standing in his own 40. Takes that shotgun snap. Quick hitter to the near side. And Goldfist and company able to wrap him up at the 34. Kevin Hyde, the senior wide receiver, unable to get maybe a yard. It's going to be fourth down, three to go from the 34. 1:22 to go and counting.
Oak Hill's defense was sitting on that one. Exactly where that ball's going. Everybody stayed home, made the play. Now fourth and four coming.
Fourth down, long three, short four. Ball just inside the 35 as we approach the 1 minute mark. Four wides, two each side. Caldwell split left to Layton Decker, waiting to get the final call from the sideline. Play clock's under 10. And they're almost just going to let this clock run down, maybe use their final timeout. And that's what they're going to do. That timeout comes with 52 seconds to go as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
It is not easy becoming a small business owner. Carly definitely needed some help along the way. Her catering business needed a street address to get started, so I set her up with a mailbox. Now anything she needs to get printed, from business cards to flyers, I'm going to be right there for her. We are readily available to be her taste testers.
From printing to packing, shipping to marketing, together, there's nothing we can't solve. Go to a UPS store today to see.
And welcome back to the broadcast. With 52 seconds to go before the half, Cole Rain already up 28-0. Big fourth down four coming up, and you have to believe the offense is going to stay on the football field. Gain nothing, really, by punting the football here.
No, they don't. And why else would you stop right now? You're having such successful in Oak Hills territory today. I mean, you certainly punt it, but you're going to get the ball at the 20-yard line, so you might as well at least take a shot at it, see if you keep the drive alive and score some more points before the end of the half here.
Your net's only going to be 14 as Colerain breaks the huddle. Lane Decker remains at quarterback. As they go duels each side, Caldwell split right. Lane Decker standing at the 39. Oak Hills comes out, 43 defense. Linebackers 5 yards off the line. Now they bring motion in. Lane Decker steps up. He's got Hicks. And that ball's in and out of his hands. He was looking for the hit from Nick Goldfish. Took his eyes off the football. And Oak Hills is going to take over. First and 10 of 34 with two timeouts and 48 seconds to go. And maybe this is the time we see Wyke go deep with Smith or Neighbor along the edge, send somebody on a seam route.
You got to think it's coming here soon. Down 28, nothing, need to score before Colerain gets the ball to start the half also. So needing to score quick, get on the board, go to the locker room down by 3 scores as opposed to 4.
Ball near side, moving left to right, 35-yard line, 48 seconds to go and a half. Oak Hills, two timeouts. Wyke brings the troops. Jason Smith split to the bottom. Single up top is Cam Neighbor. Cooper Scholes is the H-back. Kyle Montek split right, and they're going to hand it to him on a sweep, and he's not going anywhere. He fell forward for a yard. Looked like he's going to lose about 4 yards. As Ryan Davis and company able to wrap him up, and with 35 seconds to go, Oak Hills not in as big of a rush as now they do come back to the line. Singles each side, Smith and Neighbor. Wyke's in the shotgun with Kyle Montag, and this time he's going to pull it out of his belly. He's going to keep it himself. He's got the first down, and Moore steps out of bounds at the 46-yard line. And that'll stop the clock with 17 seconds to go and two timeouts. Maybe you take a shot now.
Makes it a little bit shorter field, a third down field. It's kind of surprising to see them keep the ball on the ground so far here, but maybe they're trying to make a shorter throw toward the end zone.
First down, 10, 46. Jake steps up, quick hitter along the far edge. That's Kyle Montag. Makes the guy miss, lowers his shoulder to the 47. And that's going to stop the clock at the Cardinal 47. 9 seconds to go for the Highlanders.
So now he might just chuck it deep here. The old Hail Mary.
Well, you still got two timeouts. Clock stops for first downs. You can still throw a hitter over the middle, then set yourself up for the throw as Colerain safeties play 17 yards off the ball back at the 30. Jake steps up in the pocket, has that quick hitter to Cam Neighbor, and that's going to stop the clock with 5 seconds to go. And Oak Hills should use a timeout here to stop the clock. And that's what they do. I'm pretty good at this.
Read that one perfectly.
5 seconds to go. You're just going to throw this up, but you're giving yourself a chance at the 38-yard line. We know Jake's got plenty of arm, but this is where your 6'2 receivers come into play. Jason Smith on one side, Cam Neighbor on the other, Brandon Wick as well. So you got the height down there. As long as your line can give you just a couple seconds, they only have to go 38 yards.
Just need to put it up and hope someone comes down with it here. 5 seconds left, hoping they can just get on the board here. 3 scores a lot different than 4 scores going into the locker room, so it's a big play coming up here for Oak Hills.
You only got one option, but they're starting to move the ball. They're take advantage of the aggressive Colerain defense. They're able to come off the edge. Now you're seeing quick hitters to Kyle Montag as they're just letting the running back run right by him without even getting chucked. Ball's 38-yard line, far hash, 5 seconds to go. Barring a penalty, this should be the final play of the half. Trips to the bottom, Wick, Cam, Smith, Shearer split out top by his lonesome. Kyle Montag split left of Jake Stannon at the Colerain 43. Colerain rushing three. Jake steps up in the pocket, able to avoid the rush. Hits Kyle Montag along the far side. And that'll do it for the final play. He's going to pick up 13 yards to the 25. But that'll do it for the first half here from Colerain. And a first half of some missed opportunities, though, for Oak Hills as well.
You got to think Wyke just didn't see it open on the right side. That's why I didn't go that route there. Just to dump it off short, go to halftime here. Don't want to make a mistake here and maybe get a pick six and fall down by five scores going to the break. So they played safe here. Just have to regroup and play better here in the second half.
All four, Colerain scoring drives. Three of them inside the 30. The fourth from the 40-yard line as well. But you also had chances for Oak Hill, just unable to capitalize. And big possession coming up. First ball, second half, Colerain. You got to get a stop, get your offense back on the field. You're finally able to get some stuff going.
It'll be a treat here in the second half. Colerain going for the 10th win in a perfect regular season. Oak Hill's trying to stop that and play comeback here tonight.
That'd be a perfect second half. And with that, we're going to step aside. Once again, our score at the half is Colerain 28, Oak Hills nothing, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
You love what you have. with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
Until the day I die. And that's why they call me Bad Company. I'm on dinner.
I got meatloaf waiting on you.
I remember the good times are just a little bit more in focus.
And welcome back to the broadcast booth as we're about 1 minute away from kickoff alongside Zach Waddell and Kyle Howard. I am Rob Roberts, and you have to believe that was a colorful halftime speech down 28-0, but in a game where they still did have some chances. You're playing a top 10 team in the country on the road. They did some good things, but you just can't have those little mistakes, and that's really what caused them. Cole Rain able to score all four possessions on the short field. They had chances. Did Oak Hills just went unable to capitalize, but a new half. We know Oak Hills, second-half team, that's when they do most of their damage, and it's going to be interesting to see what adjustments were made in the locker room.
A couple penalties on third and long that set situations where they just couldn't convert, and a couple turnovers really set the tide a little bit in the first half. Hoping they can turn it here in the second half and get themselves back in this ball game down by four scores.
Defense has got to come out. Three and out, give your offensive chance, see if you can't put some points on the board. and then kind of go from there. See if you can't get Jake in a rhythm. We started getting to one there a little bit toward the end of the first half, though. But unvaried Jake, like 9 of 16 for just 40 yards and an interception in the first half. And then on the other, then 31 plays, 70 yards of offense. Colerain did what they had to do, 26 carries, 161 yards on the ground, only 48 in the air, as they had 62 yards rushing in the second quarter. But a lot of that, just the short field, because they had 99 in that opening quarter. You got to make Colerain go the length of the field, get some stops together. Make that offense work. If they're going to beat you, make them work at it. No more short fields.
That's going to be a big key to this year. That really starts with being able to move the ball offensively too, and then win the battle up front. They're really putting themselves in a position to just get a couple of yards in first and second down. Then you're looking at third and long and putting yourself in a hole deep in your territory. You have to pass. They're expecting the pass, and just really hasn't worked out for them in the first half. They're going to have to turn the tone a little bit.
And the one thing you've seen, the special teams of Colerain, especially the punt coverage, they've really taken advantage of Reap's speed. He's able to get some things on the edge, really helped set them up in good field position. Had the punt return called back due to the hold as well. As Colerain will get first ball to start the second half, as they will move right to left. Stobbit's on. He'll kick left to right, toes the ball up at the 40. Stobbins puts his right hand up, puts his right foot into it. Short pooch kick. It's going to bounce to the 25, fielded by Jones across the 30. Reverses field back to the 25. Now turns it back up out across the 30, 35, 40, 50. And he is going to the house. They're not going to catch him. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Colerain. He did a toe dance along the far sideline. He's able to stay in bounds. That will be a 70-yard kickoff return. And just like that, Colerain extends the lead. It's now 34 to nothing.
Really a botched play, though. The ball bounced into his hands, and he bobbles it at first. Able to cut through traffic and down the sidelines and, again, cut across field and take it to the house here. Nice run.
Opening kickoff return, 70 yards by Jones. And Murray's on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, plenty of leg, and it's good. Our new score after a 70-yard kickoff return is Colerain 35, Oak Hills nothing, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Break away from the everyday and discover a whole new ballgame. Cross a bridge into a different state of mind. Where daily specials aren't just on the menu. Everywhere you turn. Stay close to endless things to do, and you'll find you stay close to each other, too.
Stay close to CincinnatiUSA.com.
Our new score after a 70-yard kickoff return by Jones is now home Colerain 35 and Oak Hills nothing. Not to start the second half, Coach Prosser and company wanted, but still plenty of time to go.
And certainly going to have to get a quick score here. Certainly not what they're looking for out of the break. They used the pooch there, thinking it'll work, and just didn't turn out the way they expected it to.
Well, you look at certain things. Kyle Montag needs 15 yards to finish off 1,000 yards. You got Jake Wyke, 51 yards away from 2,100. Cam Neighbor, with negative one receiving in the first half because of the shovel pass, just 63 yards away from 1,100, as this one's fielded by the up back out across the 19-yard line. And that's where Oak Hills will start off, first and 10, as Stephen Cooling able to get it out. They're going to give him the 20, and it'll be first down, 10 to go. Still a lot to play for. Senior's your last chance to get out there and play your teammates. A lot of guys, last time they were ever going to suit up again, and you're also playing for next season, especially guys like Wyke and company that are coming back, Brandon Wick, as well as also a big loss along the defensive backfield. I forgot to mention, no Griffin Kane tonight. Still has that shoulder stinger as well. Missing his physical play back at the strong safety position. First and 10, Oak Hills, ball near side, moving left to right for Wyke in the offense. Montag split left, single up top, dual to the bottom. Jake steps up in the pocket. That ball was tipped, trying to hit Cam Neighbor on the quick hitter. Instead, Bolden was able to tip that ball away, and it's going to be second down, 10 to go for the Highlanders. Second down, 10 to go. Montag splits left to Jake. Single to the bottom, single out top. Montag split to his left. They're going to hand it off to Kyle, and he is going to go forward. Give him a yard, and it's going to be third down, 9 to go, as he's now 14 to go for Montag as the 1,000-yard rush is so on.
Hoping to eclipse that tonight. Finish off the senior season with 1,000 yards.
Third down, 9 to go. 9:55 to go in county. Jake steps up in the pocket, tries to hit the quick hitter over the middle. He's able to do so to Shira out to the 29-yard line, and he's going to be about a yard, 28-yard line. He's going to be a half a football short. Well, it depends on the spot. He might have got the first down. Awfully close. Now they're looking. They might want to measure this.
Based on where they have the yardsticks, it looks like he got right to the marker. I thought he was about
close.
A yard short when he went down, but...
You can request a measurement if you're Coach Prosser. I'm surprised they're not looking at this. Fourth down, half of football to go. We'll call it that. 9:15 to go. Jake's in the shotgun. Now we're going to get whistles. And now we're going to get official timeout, and they are going to measure this. And Coach Prosser asked for a measurement.
Very delayed on that, though. It's good they're going to run another play. They're lined up
nope,
with the shotgun.
Now Oak Hill's going to call a timeout. And that timeout comes with 9:02 to go, but I'm still surprised they didn't ask for a measurement. That's pretty close.
I think you got it in there. I'm really kind of surprised about that, though. And you see him line up in the shotgun and fourth and short anyway. It's kind of an interesting lineup there. Thought they might go heavy and run up the middle, but maybe they might still. We'll see what the timeout was about here.
Shira with a gain of 8. It's fourth down, half of football. Oak Hill's going to go ahead and go for it on their own 29-yard line. Really no choice here. Able to pick up a first down, get some momentum, and see if you can't finish off this drive, get some points up on the board. See if they use Wyke. Able to use his frame, 6 foot, 285 pounds. Get behind the big hog, Molly's up front, see if he can't push his way forward. See if he can't get behind big old Jake Colley and company. Just a sophomore is the starting center. Get four fifths of that line back. Fourth down, half a football to go. Jake's in the shotgun formation, trying to draw Coleraine off sides. Montag split left. Singles to each side. Double set with Wick and Cooper Scholes. Now they're trying to draw them off sides. Five to go on the play clock, and they might just take a delay of game penalty. 2-1, and that'll do it. Now they're going to take the 5-yard penalty, so they end up not going for it. And it's going to be punt time for the Highlanders with 9:02 to go and counting here in the opening quarter, or in the third quarter.
Hoping for the free first down that time. Coleraine didn't bite.
Reapin' Jones back deep to receive, standing at their own 45-yard line. McCarthy standing at his own 10. High snap, McCarthy able to get it under wraps, a high end over end kick, and it's going to be fair caught. No, he did not fair catch it. Reap, and he's able to break three tackles inside the 40, inside the 35, trying to make a great individual effort. Kenyon Harrison able to wrap him up at the 25-yard line, and that's where they're going to start first and 10, able to break the initial four tackles at the 48, ramble down 23 more yards. And it's going to be first and 10, Coleraine.
The return game has been huge tonight for Coleraine. Obviously, touchdown last drive here. Another big return here by Reap. And just setting him up perfectly for a good offensive possession now deep into Oak Hill's territory again.
8 minutes to go in counting. Smith Moore back at quarterback. Ball's far side, 25. Moving right to left. Caldwell also remains in the game. He's... in the backfield with Jones.
Gotta wonder what quarterback,
high formation.
Quarterback change they make next week.
And they're gonna hand it off Caldwell. First man through, lowers his shoulder down. He's gonna get 9 yards down to the 16-yard line, and that'll set up a second down and one to go. 7:30 to go and counting here in the third quarter. Coach kind of surprised. Caldwell's company still in there up 35-0. You don't want anything to happen.
They're trying to make a deep playoff run. Number one in the state currently. Certainly don't want anybody to go down. Interesting for sure.
As we approach the seven-minute mark, play clock's at 9. They come back in the I formation. Quick hitter along the near side. I think he lost a half yard. Did West.
Ball didn't come out of his hand very cleanly that time. Had to kind of dive for it. But behind the line when he dove for it.
Third down, we'll call it 3. They got to get just inside the 16-yard line. Ball's now near side, moving right to left. Caldwell, the fullback, Davis, the tailback, I formation. Smithmore under center. Takes that snap. He's going to fake the option. He's going to keep it himself. He's at the 10, and he is at the 5, and he breaks another tackle, and he walks into the end zone. Smithmore, touchdown. And with 6:15 to go, it's now 41-0 in favor of Coleraine.
Smithmore not getting the start tonight, a quarterback, but getting on the board. Now, both quarterbacks playing tonight have scored a rushing touchdown for Coleraine.
More on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, plenty of leg on our new score after a 16-yard Smithmore touchdown run. It's the home Cardinal 42, the visiting Highlanders nothing, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Become a member of Beacon Elite Sports Training today. Let Beacon help you reach your health goals best this year. This athletic training program is for all ages. Boot camp, elite, varsity, and youth group classes can work with leading Beacon trainers that know how to help you improve your physical fitness and reach your goals. Beacon Elite is happy to answer any of your training or membership-related calls. Please contact us at 513-530-3000. That's 513-530-3000 to speak to their team.
And welcome back to Cardinal Stadium. 5:12 to go in the third quarter. Coleraine now extends the lead out. That's now 42-0 in favor of home Coleraine.
Certainly not the start that Coach Prosser had in mind here in the second half. It's been all Coleraine to start things.
Opening kickoff went 70 yards. They fielded. They had a chance to make a tackle. Able to reverse his field backwards. Went to the far side. Took it to the house. And then we saw the same thing on that punt return. He had it to 48. 3-40 guys there to make a tackle. Was unable to get him to the ground. And able to cap off that drive as well. Short end over end kick fielded by Robbie Record at the 25, at the 15, out across the 25. And they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 27-yard line. So that's where Wyke and the offense will start. First down, 10 to go. Running clock now at 4:50 to go in county.
So now they're going to have to play without the clock at their side, too. They're going to have to. It will be continuing to run unless they're able to score 14 unanswered here.
First and 10 for Wyke in the offense. Ball 27-yard line. Far hash moving left to right. He's got Montag split left. Only 9 yards rushing. They're going to hand it off to Kyle. And he hops it to the outside. And let's see where they officially mark him out at. Give them 7 yards. That'll be second down, 3 to go.
Puts them 7 yards away from 1,000 now.
Puts them up to 60. Actually going to give them 6 yards. 8 yards away. And they're going to hand it off to Kyle again, and he is going to lose yards. Back to the 30-yard line. He's going to lose 4 yards, actually to 31, lose 3 yards. And with 3:30 to go in counting, he's going to set up a third down and 7 to go. Shotgun formation for Jake, steps up in the pocket, trying to set up a screen to Montag. Instead, that falls incomplete. And that's going to be fourth down punt time once again for the Highlanders.
Coleraine Coleraine defense really taking away the momentum O'Kills had there. A nice run by Montag there in first down. Set him up in good position on second down. Just able to beat the or win the line of scrimmage battle again. So up third and long.
McCarthy standing at his own 17-yard line. Jones standing at his own 40. 2:39 to go in counting. McCarthy puts a high end-over-end kick, and that's just going to go out of bounds. And with 2:30 to go, Coleraine will take over. First down and 10 to go at the Oak Hills 48-yard line.
So another chance for Coleraine here to pad the lead, get some more fresh bodies in there. And Oak Hill is certainly not getting things the way they want to go so far here. Obviously, a slow start here this third quarter. The clock continues to run here as Coleraine getting the ball back here around just past the 50-yard line now, and already in Oak Hill's territory again. It's been seeming like all night they've been in Oak Hill's territory to start their possessions.
As Kyle Montag is 10 yards away. From 1,000.
Hoping he gets it here to at least to walk away happy, you know, your senior year. Can always talk about that for the rest of your life to get the 10 yards.
You set up the triplets. You're going to have Wykie's going to be right around 2,500 after that 2,900 yards a year ago. Cam Neighbors over 1,000, 1,037 right now. And then you had a 1,000-yard rush. Especially the way Coach Dreyer ran the offense last year, you were throwing it 70, 80 times. Twice the productivity on half the snaps is Lathmeyer. It's at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Coleraine. 45-yard touchdown run for Leinendecker. And it's now 48-0.
You got to think Leinendecker's going to get the nod next week, the way he's been able to carry this team on the ground. A couple nice pitches tonight have helped his cause also, but he's got some wheels behind him. You got to think he might get the nod next week.
Yeah, he looks good so far. We heard some of the Coleraine people saying, why has this kid been playing all year? He needs to play next week.
So season starts 0-0 for him next week, though. He got to win each one.
Yep. But the offense looks pretty good with him with him in there. 48-0. More on for the extra point. That's a bad snap. He picks it up, and he might run in for two. And he reached 40, didn't get it. And with 1 minute to go in the third quarter, it's Coleraine 48, Oak Hills nothing, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Jimmy John's Freaky Fresh, Freaky Good.
Ed, this is Ted. Ted Frenchaw. Get a pencil, because this is going to be a long order.
Why so, Ted?
Big family reunion going on here, Ed.
How big, Ted?
113 Crenshaws.
That's a lot of sandwiches, Ted.
That's a lot of Crenshaws, Ed.
So what's the problem, Ted?
Nobody has the exact same order.
You don't need to order by phone, Ted.
I don't?
Nope, just click order eat.
Click order eat.
Just click on the Jimmy John's app on your phone, make your sandwich orders, get our Freaky Fest delivery, and eat.
Then I guess I'm wasting time on the phone, Ed. Goodbye.
Wait. Seems strange that none of the Crenshaws have the same order, Ted. How come?
It's simple, Ed. We're all adopted.
Oh! Wait, what?
And welcome back to the broadcast booth. Our new score after a 45-yard Leinendecker touchdown run. His second of the night is now 48-0 in favor of Coleraine.
Just a sad the way it's kind of spiraled here for Oak Hills. Started out 7-0 in the first quarter. Seemed like things were going their way. Just a couple of miscues in the first quarter kept them hanging around. But this third quarter really has been tough for the Oak Hills defense. And a couple of tough plays special teams-wise really shook them out here.
Well, you guys got to look at it. You're coming. Number five. They're the number five team in the country overall, number one ranked team in the state. And you knew you almost had to play not a perfect game, but pretty close to perfect. And they had some chances early to really put a scare into them. They were unable to take advantage, but they had their chances. But as we've said all year, this was a team that wasn't expected to win any games. They've won four. Should have six or seven wins, as Coach Prosser. The Cove Catholic and the Elder games are two they got away. They felt like they should have had. He'd like to have a redo at the Princeton game where they just came out, and Princeton just ran a perfect offense in that first half. But he's put the building blocks down, and you see the difference in this team than you've had the last couple of years. You're bringing back a three-year starter next year in Jake Wyke. You lose Naber, you lose Jason Smith, and you lose Montag. But when you bring back a three-year starter, you're bringing back a lot. And for the first time in 3 years, you're going to have the same coaching staff back for year two as Wyke steps up in the pocket. He's got Cam Neighbor along the far side at the 45, cuts it back down to the 39-yard line. And that'll be a first down with 18 seconds to go and counting. But you see what Coach Prosser's done here. It's about a mindset. You got to learn how to win, and they've started to do that. It's going to take a while to get where you want, Corain status. But Coach Prosser is here for the long haul. What should be the final play of the third quarter. They're going to hand it off to Montag along the far side. Cuts it upfield, and he's going to get 2 yards down to the 37. And that'll do it for the final play of the third quarter. Our score at the end of three, it's Colerain 48 and Oak Hills nothing. And you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
What do we mean by Cincinnati smart? It's the power of firsthand experience. It's learning with the best minds and in the best organizations. Cincinnati smart is impressing your professor and your boss in the same week. It's smart on a whole different level. Cincinnati Smart. It's who you become, it's your competitive edge, and you can only get it at the University of Cincinnati.
And welcome back to Colerain. Second down, seven to go. Ball near side, moving right to left, 36-yard line. They're going to hand it off to Kyle Montag. He lowers his shoulder, trying to get to the first down. He's going to get down to the 32. That's four more yards. And that's going to set up a third down and three to go from there.
Now just four yards away from... Make that 3 yards away from 1,000 for the season. So hopefully he can get this. Well, obviously it'd be nice if we get it right here in third down.
Is he able to pick up the first down? He'll get it. Shotgun formation, and they're going to give it to Kyle. No, Jake's going to keep it himself, and he's got the first down. Spins his way out down to the 27-yard line, and with 11:20 to go and counting, it's going to be a fresh set of downs for the Highlanders.
Big third down conversion for Oak Hills. Keep the ball rolling here.
Montag split right of Jake. Singles to each side. And they're going to hand it to Kyle this time. And he's got more than 3 yards. He's up over 1,000 now. He's down to the 21-yard line. That is six yards. Now at 1,003. Shotgun formation handoff. Kyle Montag turns it up the field. He's down to the 20-yard line. Two more, and that'll set up a third down and two to go from there.
Can't really ask for a better finish off your senior year and get 1,000 yards. You had the trio you mentioned earlier on. You grow up with these guys, really.
Coach Prosser, challenge at the beginning of the year. You need to put on some muscle. You want to be the workhorse, put on 20 pounds of muscle. Worked his backside off in the offseason, and now you're seeing some of the benefits of that as Jake rolls to his right, steps up in the pocket, and he's got Wick down to the 15, down to the 10, down to the 5, dragging ball carriers down to the 2-yard line, and it's going to be goal to go from there for the Highlanders.
So if they let Montag finish what he started here, punch it in, get a touchdown here, and it'll be his final game as a Highlander.
Of course, for Jake, he needed 91 yards. To eclipse 2,500 for the second straight season, and they're going to hand it off Kyle Montag, and he stands up into the end zone, pushing the pile. Did he get in? And he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Highlanders. And with 9:38 to go in the fourth quarter, Kyle Montag's 13th rushing touchdown of the season gets Oak Hills on the board. It's now 48-6 in favor of Colerain.
They want to get shut out here in this last game of the year against a good Colerain defense. At least go out happy tonight. Give the senior a score here. Obviously eclipse the 1,000-yard mark and something to smile about for the rest of your life.
Stop it on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, and plenty of leg. Our new scorer after a 2-yard Kyle Montag touchdown run, his 13th of the season. It's now home, Colerain 48, visiting Oak Hill 7 as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Aunt Edna makes the best mashed potatoes.
No, they're very good. Look, there are a lot of very good mashed potatoes.
You know, she uses top-flight potatoes and isn't scared of the butter.
Well, I'm not saying I don't like them. I'm just saying I don't know that I'd put them in the elite category of mashed potatoes. But that doesn't mean I don't like them.
Telling it like it is.
What? They're second-string mashed potatoes.
It works better on the air.
You can only have 5 quarterbacks in the elite club. You got to kick one of those out.
For what? Winning playoff games?
Listen to ESPN Radio anywhere, anytime.
And welcome back to the broadcast booth. 9:38 to go in this football game. Oak Hills on the scoreboard after a Kyle Montag 2-yard touchdown run, his 13th of the season. As now Colerain leads 48-7.
Good drive that they Oak Hills desperately needed.
Oh, for sure. It's definitely needed to get some momentum back in this ball game here, down 48-7 on the road here. Hoping they get another score before it's all said and done tonight. And obviously get Montag on the smiling side of things, get his 1,000 yards, get him in the end zone. His last game as a Highlander tonight.
Stobbins toes it up on the 40, kicking right to left, 9:38 to go.
A lot of emotions flowing through on both sides tonight.
Just pooches this one along the far side. Fumbled by the up back. Nice fumble recovery. Trey Barnett, the sophomore linebacker, able to pick it up. 9:32 to go. As Colerain looks to put the finishing touches on a 10-0 season and a number one overall seed in the state playoffs as we're still waiting for the final brackets. A lot of positioning still need to be finalized. Mason playing for a home playoff game. Lebanon playing for the 2-seed tonight. And their rival game against Springboro. Ball's far side, 27-yard line, moving left to right.
You mentioned it a lot, shaking out tonight in other games, but Colerain taking care of business. They'll stay at one.
Lane Decker under center. And that ball's loose, and Oak Hills jumps on it. No, ball's still loose, and they pick it up. But there was an inadvertent whistle. They thought the ball was recovered. So that ball is going to come back to the 27-yard line. And they're going to give Oak Hills the football back as they jumped on it, but I don't think they had full possession. That ball squirted loose, but once the whistle blows, that's the end of the play. But the Highlanders will take over. First and 10, 27-yard line, 8:25 to go and counting. See if we see Ethan Myers, or they're going to bring Jake out for one more possession.
Be interesting to see what they do. This will be Ethan Myers' final game as a Highlander if they just elect to go that route.
And Ethan Myers is coming out at quarterback. 4 of 6 on the season is Ethan.
Played really well in the few snaps he's had this year.
66 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception on the season for the senior. Or for the sophomore. Takes that shotgun snap, looks to his right, comes back left. Was looking over the middle for Robbie Record. Instead, that falls incomplete. That'll be a second down, 10 to go. 7:45 to go and counting, 48-7 in favor of home Colerain. Trips to the bottom, single up top. Myers shotgun formation, and he's going to hand it off. Clarence Walker. Give him 2 yards. Give him a yard down to the 26. Third down, 9 to go. 7:20 to go and counting. Duels each side. Walker split right of Ethan. Standing at the 31-yard line. Ball spotted, 26. Takes that shotgun snap. Rolls to his right. He's got Clarence Walker. And he is absolutely tattooed. At the 30-yard line, that ball hit him in the hands. He's just unable to hold on to it. And it's going to be fourth down for the Highlanders.
Tough hit. It's going to be hard getting up after that one.
Good, clean hit.
I feel that one tomorrow, probably morning he wakes up.
Unfortunately, sometimes you get your hands above your head. You leave that shoulder, that underarm open. And good form hit there by Colerain. Fourth down, duels each side. Walker split right of Ethan Myers. Steps up into the pocket, wants to go deep. He's able to do so. He's got a receiver, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Highlanders. Robbie Record with 6:25 to go, as it's now a 48-13 football game.
Split the defenders and found them in the back of the corner of the end zone. He found him wide open back there. Ethan Myers in his last game getting a touchdown here, a touchdown pass to go off as a happy senior here.
Stop, it's on for the extra point. He'll hold it, Jason Smith. High snaps, and that one is blocked. And with 6:25 to go, our new score after a 26-yard pitch and catch. Myers the record. It's now home Coleraine 48, Oak Hills 13, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
What is Coca-Cola? Is it an excuse to get together? Since 1886, Coca-Cola has been passing on smiles from generation to generation. We've been giving kids scholarships, like the early birds and the all-nighters. And you get to enjoy what matters most. Coca-Cola. Drink up.
And welcome back to the broadcast booth. Our new score after Ethan Myers' second touchdown pass of the season. It's now Coleraine 48, Oak Hills 13.
Oak Hills won in this fourth quarter here. Paris scores on the board. Coleraine with no points here in this quarter. 13 for Oak Hills, but Coleraine's won the other three quarters here pretty decisively tonight. 48-0 going into it.
Stobbins toes it up along the far side 40-yard line. Fairfield all over Hamilton, 42-0. How about Sycamore beating up Mason late fourth quarter? That would might ruin the chances of Mason hosting a playoff game as they'd fall out of the top four. As Madison comes to the near side, lost about 7 yards running backwards, and Coleraine's going to have the ball first down, 10 to go on the 20-yard line.
Clock continuing to take under 6 minutes now. Coleraine trying to seal the deal in a perfect season. Obviously have a lot more to play for, though, not just settling on the 10-0 regular season, hoping to win the whole thing this year.
Gavin McCoy now at quarterback number 14 as they hand it off, first man through, maybe got a yard. Second down, 9 to go. Ball 22-yard line. Ball's on near side. That ball is loose, still loose. Oak Hills trying to jump on the football, and they have it at the 9-yard line. And that's going to be Highlander football. First down and goal to go with 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. First down, goal to go at the 9.
Now an opportunity for Oak Hills to score again here and get a trio of scores here in this fourth quarter. So not the way Coleraine was hoping to put their depth in there and turn the ball over and give Oak Hills a shot to get closer in this ball game.
Ethan Myers brings his troops back out. First down, goal to go. Ball 9-yard line. Walker split to the left. Duels trips top, single to the bottom. Myers takes that shotgun snap, and he hands it off to Walker. And he maybe got a yard down to the 8-yard line. That'll set up a second down and goal to go.
Clock continuing to tick here, under 4 to play.
And they're going to hand it off. Walker trying to get to the edge, unable to do so. Didn't get anything. It's going to be third down, goal to go from there.
It's just remarkable to think about Colerain running the gauntlet again this year, going not only perfect in the regular season, but perfect in the conference yet again for another year.
Third down, goal to go. Duels to each side. Ethan Myers is your quarterback. Now they bring in motion with Cam Neighbor, and they're going to hit him on a quick hitter. 5-2-1 yard line. Fourth down and goal to go from there. Interesting to see Cam coming back in there, but senior in your final game, trying to get him one more touch. Does put him back in positive yards receiving.
So fourth down coming here for Oak Hills here, trying to punch it in.
2:35 to go and counting. Play clock's at 17. Fourth down, goal to go. Ball spot at 2-yard line. Walker split left of Ethan Meyer. Shotgun formation standing at the 7, and he's going to hand it to him. And Walker is into the end zone. Touchdown, Highlanders. And with 2:22 to go, it's now a 48-19 game. And for Clarence Walker, it's his first touchdown of the season.
So really a nice, strong fourth quarter here for Oak Hills offensively. Really getting able to get a few scores here. Obviously getting shut out the first three, but able to pound it off strong here in this fourth quarter.
Stop, it's on for the extra point. And it's good. Our new score after a 2-yard Clarence Walker touchdown run. It's now Colerain 48, Oak Hills 20, as you're listening to Highlander Football on the ESP Media Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tim Krimchek. Have you ever looked for a sports medicine specialist over the weekend? Well, for the last 20 years, I have welcomed a Friday night football players and a weekend warriors to visit our Saturday morning injury clinic year-round. Our care on Saturday morning is no different than you'll get during the weekday. This includes MRI and physical therapy services. Call us if you need help in the weekends. Call anytime, year-round, 513-354-3700. Remember, 513-354-3700.
And welcome back to the broadcast booth. Our new score after Clarence Walker, his first varsity touchdown of his career. It's now 48-20 in favor of home Colerain. Coaches talked about it at the half privately. Players weren't giving up. They were still playing hard. You kind of see that here in the fourth quarter. The only really change is Ethan Myers is now a quarterback, and Walker's at tailback as Kyle was able to hit the 1,000-yard rushing as Stobbits with another short pooch kick to the up back, and he has stood up at the 40, at the 35, falls forward to the 40-yard line. And, of course, tomorrow at 10 a.m. up at Oak Hills, it'll be Colerain JV v. Oak Hill JV.
You got to definitely credit Oak Hills defensively for creating a couple turnovers tonight, but that's something Colerain's going to want to shore up here going to the playoffs, to turn the ball over a few times tonight. Certainly won't have to fix that going forward also and making a deep turner, big playoff run this year.
But you have to believe you've already clinched the number one no matter what happens here tonight. You get caught peeking ahead a little bit. I think you kind of saw that early with some of the mental mistakes from Colerain. They really cleaned it up in the second quarter, really took care of that in the locker room. And totally different team in the third quarter. As a quick handoff, Justin Mitchell able to get it out to the 50-yard line, and that'll be close to a first down. It will be a first down as Gavin McCoy remains at quarterback.
Don't have to run too many more plays here at the 155 mark, just trying to take it easy and get out of here with their 10th one of the season.
McCoy under center, ball at the 50-yard line. Mitchell the deep back. And that's who they're going to give it to. He hops it to the outside. He's at the 45. Stood up at the 41. Malone and company able to wrap him up. Matt James also in there. Mitchell loses his helmet. He's got to come out for a play. Clock continues to run. It'll be third down, one to go inside of 90 seconds.
They're able to get a stop here. They could get the ball back. Oak Hills here at the end. First down here would seemingly essentially be the last play of the ball game. Get maybe another knee or so, but Mike more Titty. Or less. More last official play.
1 yard, it'll end it as we've the running clock has stopped as we're now back at under 30. As we're now under 1 minute. Play clock's at 4. Quick handoff. And that first down should about do this one. The clock will stop momentarily as they're able to hit Davis up the middle on a quick hitter. Mitchell checks back into the lineup. And now they bring back in Noah Kennedy, the team manager, back into the lineup on what should be the final play. And you know they love to see him get a carry. Oh, good story there. 4'7", 75-pound team manager. They got him as a deep back as Cole Raines going into victory formation with 45 seconds to go. Able to get a couple plays out here as he also played on the first play of the game, and he's going to play on the last play of the game, and that should do it. As they shouldn't even spot this football. They should just go ahead and let the clock run out. And instead, they're going to make him run one more play as there is a two-second differential, but at the end of the night, it's a 48. Oak Hills called timeout, and Coach Prosser called timeout. And I think the reason they called the timeout is they want Mr. Kennedy to get the ball one time, maybe even take the snap and go to a knee. So Coach Prosser called the timeout to give the kid one more chance.
Just to make sure, we're on the same page, you don't crash too hard in this one here.
Well, I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to let this kid, they're going to give him a chance. And that's a great move there by Coach Pross.
Showing great sportsmanship there for sure.
But with that, you know, we also want to make sure we give major props out to the whole Athletic Hills High School Athletic Department, the AD, Coach Prosser, all of his assistants, Coach Kripe, for his halftime accessories. They hand it up to Kennedy. Kennedy takes the final knee, and they lift him on top of their shoulders as they start to carry him off as he holds the game ball. And a great way to end the game as Cole Raines is going to walk out to 48-20 win. They look like they're primed for a playoff run, but back to Oak Hills. You have to like the building blocks that Coach Prosser has set here moving forward. This isn't the same Oak Hills teams we've seen the last few years. This is a team moving in the right direction. And what we anticipate is going to be the same coaching staff coming back, and they've really set a nice foundation here moving forward for Highlander football.
Well, this coaching staff's really giving you no reason to think they would go any different direction this year. Definitely on the upward trend this year, and you get Wyke back in his senior season. Sure, you lose a little bit, unfortunately, on the running situation. Obviously, his neighbor in the passing game, but obviously Wyke getting him in his senior year. 3 years of experience under his belt. Kyle Prosser moving this team in the right direction. You got a lot to look forward to next year.
That's the big thing you're going to be bring back as soon as he starts his first game of the season next year. You're going to get a 3-year starter at quarterback in Jake Wyke. And we saw the growth from year one to year two as a starter. Now he's going to be in a second year of a system, and that's going to be huge for him. Expect even more next year, possibly even a chance at 3,000 yards.
You got to expect a lot of the kid next year, and obviously that's just in this team in general. A lot to look forward to. The team just barely missing the playoffs this year. A team that just won a couple of games last year, so obviously on the upward trend. Hoping they can fix a few things, get some more experience under their belt, get back at it.
Well, they let a few games get away with them. Coach has said that. Cubcat, the Elder games that got away from them, they had a chance to win. Just slow starts, but they're moving in the right direction. And overall, a team that was expected 0-4 wins, had a chance at 6-7 wins. It's been a really good, a great season for Coach Prosser. Great start to hopefully what's a long run for Prosser at Oak Hills.
And you mentioned the Elder and the Cubcat game at the beginning of the year. Those are both early games in the season when a team like this, you know, you're starting to learn how to win, and that was still pretty early on in the season for them to obviously try to learn how to close games like that. They started doing that as the season progressed, so you see them maturing a lot better as the season goes on.
And we talked about that with Coach Prosser each week. Learning to win is a process, and this was the first step toward that process, and it was a good year, and we had some fun.
Absolutely a good year for sure.
And we'll keep you guys updated. We'll do a season-end post-show, probably about a 30-minute segment or so. Coach Prosser's up for it. We're going to bring in some of the players. And it'll be a good way to cap a season as we get ready for next year, which should be an exciting year of Highlander football.
And it's a lot to look forward to next year. We appreciate you tuning into us this year and listening to following the Highlanders all season long. We look forward to doing it again next year.
All right, it was fun, guys. And for the final time, once again, it was a game that took 2 hours and 22 minutes. It saw Coleraine to improve to 10-0 with a 48-20 win. For everybody at Oak Hills, for Rob Ebel, for Zach Weddell, for Kyle Howard, I am Rob Roberts. Once again, our final score from Cardinal Stadium, it was Coleraine 48 and Oak Hills 20. And for the final time, adios, muchachos.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit. Me get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy yet. Bad moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down.